This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Here we see a contrast between fearing God and those who are foolish, who despise wisdom and instruction. Now, we'll get to that in a minute. Actually, let's deal with that first, the negative. Then we'll deal with the positive. Fools despise, condemn, absolutely, utterly, completely have contempt and scorn and disrespect for anything that has the skillful wisdom and the godly instruction, the correction, the chastening, the discipline of the Word of God. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning place. That's where you start, is the beginning of knowledge. You want to grow. You want to be what you need to be. You want to be cunning in what you know and be able to skillful and use it. Then you will fear the Lord. The idea of the word fear, as we've said in other times, is to have a reverence and a respect for our Lord, but also a fear of him when we step out of his wisdom and instruction. When Job was in the book of Job writing, he said many things about how good the Lord is, and he knew his Redeemer. But in Job 28:28, it says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." If you totally understand God, you will depart from evil. If you totally want to have wisdom, you will fear the Lord. Godly wisdom and fear of the Lord go together. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Listen to me. If you want to have wisdom, if you want to have skill, if you want to have something that will make you a person, you dig in to the knowledge of the holy. In other words, read your Bible to learn all about your heavenly Father, God, the holy God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is holy. And when you get to heaven, you will hear no angels saying love, love, love. You'll hear no angels saying anything about joy, joy, joy. They will not be saying anything about righteous, righteous, righteous. But you will hear them say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Peter was writing, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, "Be ye holy as I am holy." You and I are set apart, and we need to live like we are set apart for our Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. Psalm 111:10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." We keep his commandments because we fear him. And that's the beginning point of wisdom, and good understanding has everybody who is doing the commandments. When we get wisdom, we have good understanding. We do what we're supposed to do because we have a knowledge of the holy. We have a beginning place. We do not despise wisdom and instruction. We keep on going. And so he told his son, "Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.